doing. So here we go. Devon wears her summer mantle, patchwork quilt of green and gold. Hills and valleys, rock-strewn beaches, peace and glory to behold. It's a short poem. It's simply called Devon, and it's part of an extensive collection called Heartlands, which is being launched today by poet Jenny Brand. It's in aid of the Anthony Nolan Trust. Well, Jenny is a retired nurse who lives in East Devon and has been telling Caroline Adams more about this autobiographical connection.
I've been writing poetry since I was a child. I think I had detentions for writing stories in the back of my maths and English books. I've just written for the last, 70 years. We moved house after living near Woodbury for 34 years. We moved house to West Hill, and I collected all my many, many notebooks and found all the poetry of the last 40 or 50 years. And I was a member of a writing group in Exmouth, and then I joined Ottery and East Devon Writers. I was persuaded to put them all together, and I typed them up for my family about 3 years ago and gave them all a file of poetry as I had then. And then when the East Devon Writers sort of, we all encourage each other, we meet regularly and we encourage each other. And I was encouraged to put the whole thing together, and Simon, my brilliant book designer, and who designed the copy and the whole book, said, I'll put it together for you. We'll get it done. And he did.
You've called this Heartlands. It's deeply sort of autobiographical. How did you break it down? Because it's broken down into sort of themes as well, isn't it?
Well, it is, because originally I started writing family fun poems, silly poems, just a record of my children's life. Then I found the stuff I'd done in the very beginning, my childhood in Westward Ho.
And you worked with children quite closely during your career as a nurse, and I'm thinking of some of the poetry that grew out of that. I was struck by one in particular called My Patient. I wonder if we could hear that one.
Yes, I've worked much with the elderly, quite a bit with children. In fact, I did a lot of children's nursing in my training. And then I was fortunate enough to be able to do my hospice care of the dying course at St. Christopher's Hospice in London under Dame Cicely Saunders. And My Patient was taken from something that happened there. My patient. I watch you quietly lying there, one fair-haired child that needs my care. Your mother sits beside you, deep in prayer, and tries hard not to let you see despair. I know that deep inside her heart is crying, for I have had to tell her that you're dying. Sweet innocent, a part of some great plan, when you meet love, please intercede for man.
Bittersweet quality to a lot of the poetry, for example, that poem. But when you were putting it all together, what led you then on to the charity who are going to be benefiting from this collection today?
Well, I certainly didn't assume to just publish poetry. And after a family weekend talking to my family, my daughter-in-law said, why don't you put it all together? We could do with a poem for Anthony Nolan. And she gave me all the technical details, and I said, oh, I'll have a go. And so I wrote Wanted, the Anthony Nolan poem. As I've said on the cover, to give hope is the greatest gift, and to care for the dying, the greatest privilege of my working life. Anthony Nolan gives hope to families who have been told, unless they can have a bone marrow transplant or a stem cell transplant, their loved one may die. I should say there is one abbreviation in there, HLA, which means human leukocyte antigen, which is the one they test for. Wanted. Stem cell technology. Marrow to share. What can you offer to show that you care? It takes not a moment to spit in a pot, and if you're a match, it can matter a lot. You spit to register your HLA. Men 16 to 30, you're wanted today. Ethnic minorities, Asian and black, are desperately needed to lead the attack. For Anthony Nolan, it all came too late. the bequest that he left calling all to donate for leukemia sufferers might get a chance to fight and recover from cancer's advance. If chance makes you a hero, a brief hospital visit to donate your bone marrow is a simple requisite. Tissue type to a patient, you may well discover you've enabled a dying child to recover. So why are you waiting, you heroes who care? Your fun-filled tomorrows with a spit you can share. Be a match, take the test, and save someone's tomorrow. It takes but a moment to save loved ones from sorrow.
That's a former nurse and poet Jenny Brown talking to BBC Radio Devon's Caroline Adams. Of course, we'll continue to bring you up to date with the fire at the Cathedral Green